This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's in Israel, where he's holding a news conference this morning with Prime Minister Lapid. The AP said Donahue.
During his visit to Israel, President Biden is offering anxious Israeli leaders some strong reassurances of his determination to stop Iran's growing nuclear program. The president wants the U.S. back in the nuclear deal with Iran.
The only thing worse than the Iran that exists now is Iran with nuclear weapons.
Israeli leaders made clear Iran's nuclear program was the top item on their agenda.
Flooding in Virginia has damaged more than 100 homes and left some 40 people unaccounted for. But authorities say that doesn't mean those people are in danger. Their relatives just haven't been able to get in touch with them. There are no confirmed deaths or injuries. The new Omicron variants are putting more Americans in the hospital, and the number of deaths is going higher, too, says the AP's Ben Thomas.
Global trends have been apparent for weeks, with the new variants outcompeting older ones and pushing cases higher wherever they appear. Yet Americans have largely ignored booster shots, which still protect against COVID-19's worst outcomes. Less than half of all eligible U.S. adults have gotten a single booster shot, and only about 1 in 4 Americans age 50 and older who are eligible for a second booster have received one.
You'll have another choice in COVID vaccines. The FDA has cleared Novavax shots for adults. Before shots begin, the CDC has to recommend how they should be used, a decision expected next week. Overseas, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is blaming inadequate police security for the death of former leader Shinzo Abe. He was shot while giving an outdoor campaign speech. It's Bastille Day, and thousands of French troops marching down the Champs-Élysées to celebrate. France also showing off its military efforts to support Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Combatants in Ukraine set out to acquire smarter and deadlier drones. Never in the history of warfare have drones been used as intensively as in Ukraine, where they often play an outsized role in who lives and dies. Russians and Ukrainians alike depend heavily on them to pinpoint enemy positions and guide their hellish artillery strikes. But after months of fighting, the drone fleets of both sides are depleted, an urgency reflected by the White House's disclosure on Monday that it has information Iran will be rushing up to several hundred unmanned aerial vehicles to Moscow's aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of firefighters are battling wildfires scorching France, Portugal, Spain, and Croatia amid an unusual heat wave. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.